I was recently reading a biography of a black minister from days gone by, a great man by the name of Marshall Keble. Brother Keble had very little education, but he did not allow that to distract him from preaching the gospel. He was born of slave parents in 1878, and his formal schooling ended with the seventh grade. Let me share with you some of his history that I believe would be a wonderful example to young men aspiring to be ministers of the gospel. When Brother Keble decided to give his life to evangelism, he sold his wagon and pulled out the old mildewed suitcases from under the house. He polished them up and held them together with bright baling wire. He would soon be preaching all over the South. He might be standing on a curb, or in the back end of a wagon, or on top of a bale of cotton, preaching the gospel. He would put his derby hat in a convenient spot, and it would be filled with pennies, nickels, dimes, and occasionally quarters. My, how different we are today. It seems that all too many men are more concerned with moving from church to church, trying to pad their wallets as quickly as possible. I know of one minister of a religious group in Atlanta that was recently encouraging his members to give sacrificially so that he could buy a jet plane for his travels. It didn't matter that the church already had two planes. Now, I'm of the conviction that a minister needs to be compensated for his work, but there's much more at stake than the financial gain. I recall the Apostle Paul's instructions to young Timothy found in 2 Timothy 2:15. He said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Paul gave up a very comfortable lifestyle to become a minister of the gospel. That example comes down through the ages for us today. We too must understand that things are not our primary source for living. When we put the Lord first in our lives, everything else falls into place. Jesus made this very clear in Matthew 6:33 when he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Yes, I do believe that Brother Marshall paved the way for us to see the importance of putting God first in our lives. John, through the Holy Spirit, added to the words of Jesus when he said in 1 John 2:15, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." So, the rest is up to us. What do we prioritize in our lives? Compared to heaven, the things of this world are nothing but chattel anyway. I'm Ron Bradshaw, and that's my humble opinion.